Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
WRCO FM 100.9 Richland Center. It is 66 degrees. The news at 5 is coming up next, followed by our WRCO local report.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson, saying he's directing Defense Secretary Hegseth to use all available funds to pay members of the military on their next payday this Wednesday. President Trump, despite the federal government shutdown, military personnel still have to go to work, paycheck or no. The Smithsonian Museums will close tomorrow after running out of money to operate, say museum officials. All 18 workers missing since yesterday's explosion at an explosives factory in Tennessee are presumed dead, says Humphreys County Sheriff Chris Davis. He says the scene is still dangerous.
We're finding things that's more volatile as time has went, or as the explosion has damaged or influenced those ordnance in some way, form, or fashion.
The Gaza ceasefire appears to be holding the deadline for Hamas to release hostages and for Israel to release Palestinian prisoners is Monday morning Eastern Time. This is ABC News. President Trump said he is imposing new 100% tariffs on Chinese imports starting November 1st and export controls on critical software. ABC's Alex Perche.
Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping were set to meet in South Korea during the APEC forum later this month. That meeting is now in jeopardy. President Trump telling reporters on Friday, I don't know we're going to have it. And this news is sparking fears that a trade war could reignite. The market's already reacting. The Dow Jones, the S&P 500, and that tech-heavy NASDAQ down big on Friday.
A family cleaning their backyard in New Orleans discovered an unusual marble tablet with characters in Latin. They called an archaeologist friend. It was a grave marker for a Roman sailor who died 1,900 years ago. The home's previous owner's grandfather took it from a museum in Italy destroyed in World War II. The FBI says it's in talks to give the tablet back to Italy. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good afternoon. It is news time from WRCO, sponsored by TC Autoworks, a quality pre-owned dealer with a full-service automotive repair facility for foreign and domestic cars and trucks. The forecast for tonight includes a low of 45 with increasing clouds, especially late. Sunday, slightly warmer, breezy winds and partly cloudy skies with dry conditions, a high of 72. 55 Sunday night with a 40% chance of rain showers, and Monday, light rain showers ending by early afternoon with clearing skies all day and a high of 70. Right now in Richland Center, we're at our daytime high. It is 68 degrees.
TC AutoWorks is your one-stop vehicle experts. From routine maintenance to complex repairs or your next vehicle purchase, you can trust the team at TC AutoWorks for all your automotive needs. TC AutoWorks is your steering and suspension specialist. From tires, shocks, suspension parts to steering components, TC AutoWorks is now offering financing on repairs over with qualifying credit. See dealer for details. TC AutoWorks, Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
I'm Phil Nee with WRCO News. Governor Tony Evers says he will consider taking executive action to address the impacts of the federal government shutdown if needed. According to a WisPolitics report, Governor Evers told reporters that he'd specifically consider taking executive action to address issues with health care that arise amid the shutdown during a visit to Brown Deer last week. He referred to using state resources to keep Wisconsinites healthy as low-hanging fruit, and argued extending the Affordable Care Act credit from the taxes should not be a big thing for Republicans to accept. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is warning residents of a new scam targeting SNAP recipients. According to agency officials, the scammers are impersonating the EBT Edge mobile app, which helps residents navigate their SNAP food assistance benefits. The scammers use the fake version of the app to charge their victims $5 every week or $60 for lifetime access. Agency officials are reminding residents they will never need to pay to use the official Edge app to track their SNAP benefits. A vehicle crash and car theft in two different counties were found to be related. Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson reported that Friday morning at approximately 1 o'clock, the Sheriff's Office 911 Communication Center received a report of an auto theft in the village of Reedstown. A 2014 Chevrolet Cruze was taken without permission from the 500 block of South Mabin Street. Just before 2, the Richland County Sheriff's Office was notified that a motor vehicle crashed west of Richland Center. Upon further investigation and close communication between both sheriff's offices, it was determined that both incidents were connected. As a result of the dual investigations, Richard Dean Heal, 55 of Reedstown, was arrested and transported to the Richland County Sheriff's Office. Friday afternoon, Heal appeared in Vernon County Circuit Court via Zoom from the Richland County Jail. Bond was set at $10,000 cash. He is due back in court on October 28th. Formal charges will be sought through the Vernon County and Richland County District Attorney offices. In addition to auto theft and impaired driving, the Sheriff's Office is also recommending bail jumping charges because the defendant is on bond for 8 court cases in 3 counties. Both the Crawford and Sauk County District Attorney offices will be notified of the alleged violations of bonds issued in their respective counties. The Wisconsin Realtors Association has released its August real estate report showing another increase in median home prices. According to the report, the statewide median home price rose by over 5% since August of 2024 to $338,000. The report also found a nearly 2% increase in existing home sales compared to last year and about a 1% increase in year-to-date home sales. Organization officials say the data in the report could indicate a market shift that could benefit first-time home buyers. WRCO News continues in just a moment.
Planning a timber harvest isn't always simple. There are many factors to consider, and your trees are an important asset on land that deserves careful management. Since 1936, Meister Log & Lumber has helped landowners make smart, informed decisions about their timber. Their professional team will work with you to develop a clear vision for your timber assets. Call Meister Log & Lumber today at 608-524-4414. That's 608-524-4414, and let the experts help you plan your harvest the right way.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is still seeking input from residents on proposed rule changes for ATV and UTV riders. At a public hearing last week, DNR officials said the administrative code has not been updated in over a decade, despite frequent changes to ATV and UTV statutes. The proposed changes aim to improve safety for riders, including measures to require seatbelt usage and improving visibility through windshields. Residents can provide public comments on the proposed administrative code changes through October 14th. Despite questions over federal funding sources, the Wisconsin Home Energy Assistance Program is still offering residents help with their winter utility bills. The program is meant to help residents cover their electric bills during the winter months when utility costs tend to spike. Funding for the program comes from both state and federal sources, but between funding cuts, staff layoffs, and the ongoing government shutdown, $4 billion of federal funding may not be available this year. Residents can still apply for the assistance through May 15th. The curtain will rise again tonight on the Community Players of Southwestern Wisconsin production of Pride and Prejudice. It will be presented tonight at 7 with a matinee tomorrow afternoon at 2 at the Richland Center City Auditorium. Tickets will be $15 for adults and $10 for children at the door. Pride and Prejudice will also be presented next weekend, Friday and Saturday nights at 7 and Sunday at 2. Next weekend will feature a special actress, Jean Burkett. Continuing tonight until approximately 10 o'clock at the Richland County Fairgrounds, the Hub City Dirt Drags Truck and Tractor Pull. They've had many different rules and things going on today. First pace playouts and also the diesel truck challenge going on today. The show and shine with girls only zone was happening, and the dirt drag race ATV and a dirt bike. Also, the diesel truck challenge continues now, and that will be happening until around again 10 o'clock tonight at the Richland County Fairgrounds, the Hub City Dirt Drags Truck and Tractor Pull. WRCO News Time is 11 minutes after 5.
This fall, help support families in our community by adding your fall favorites to our fall food pantry collection. Julie Karen State Farm is a permanent drop-off site for the food pantry, so it's easy to give anytime. Bring canned goods, pasta, rice, soups, peanut butter, or seasonal favorites like pumpkin puree and applesauce to help stock local shelves. Every donation makes a difference and keeps the spirit of giving alive this season. Stop by Julie Karen State Farm this fall and add your favorites to our food wagon. Like good neighbors, we can all be there.
And now here are today's vital statistics. Laura Mae Elliott, 95, died September 3rd. A celebration of life will be held tonight until 9 o'clock at the Woodman Community Hall. In lieu of flowers, the family requests memorials be sent to Boscobel VFW or American Legion, Grant County Cancer Coalition, or Wisconsin River Trail Organization. Laura Mae Elliott, age 95. Linda Gentis, 76, of Richland Center, died unexpectedly September 6th at home as the result of a rapid infection. A celebration of life will be held at 2 o'clock Sunday at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center with memory sharing and music. Linda's ashes will be spread on the family farm in Illinois at a later date. Friends may call at the Phoenix Center Sunday from 11 until 2. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. For Linda Gentis, 76, of Richland Center. Lyle E. Holloway, 76, of rural Cazenovia, died suddenly October 3rd at the William S. Middleton Memorial Veterans Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life will be held at 4 o'clock Sunday at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home on Sunday from 2 until the service time at 4. Military honors will be held at the funeral home by the Cazenovia American Legion Post 491, McNamara, Jasper. Lyle E. Holloway, 76, of rural Cazenovia. Patricia A. Muller, age 93, died October 2nd at the Casa de Oaks Assisted Living Facility in Reedsburg. A funeral mass will be held Monday at noon at St. Joseph's Catholic Church of Baraboo. Burial will follow at St. Joseph's Cemetery in Baraboo. Friends may call at the church on Monday from 10:30 until 11:45. The Farber Funeral Home is assisting the family of Patricia A. Muller, age 93. Peter J. Bremer, 75, of Muscadet, died Monday at home. Funeral services will be held Tuesday at 11 at St. John the Baptist Catholic Church in Muscadet. Friends may call at St. John's Gym in Muscadet Tuesday from 9 until the time of the Mass at 11. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. For Peter J. Bremer, 75, of Muscadet. Darlene Murphy, 86, of Spring Green, died Wednesday. A funeral mass will be held Tuesday at 11 at St. John's Catholic Church in Spring Green with burial in the church cemetery. Friends may call at the church on Monday from 4 until 7, and again Tuesday from 10 until the mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to St. John's Catholic Church or a Grace Hospice. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green is assisting the family with arrangements. For Darlene Murphy, 86, of Spring Green. Mary Barnett, 97, of Richland Center, died Wednesday at Schmidt-Woodland Hills. Funeral services will be held Saturday, October 18th at 11 at the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary Parish in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the church cemetery. Friends may call at the church from 9 until the time of the Mass at 11 on Saturday, October 18th. The family suggests memorials be directed to Schmidt-Woodland Hills or St. Mary's Catholic Church. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. For Mary Barnett, 97, of Richland Center. Larry L. Kohlmeyer, 85, of Avoca, died peacefully Wednesday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held Saturday, October 18th at 3 o'clock at Pratt Funeral Home, Muscadet. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home, Muscadet, Saturday, October 18th from 1 until the service time at 3. The family suggests memorials be directed to the Avoca Fire and Rescue. Larry L. Kohlmeyer, 85, of Avoca. And Delbert Charles Coleman, Jr., age 85, died Thursday at New Hampton Nursing and Rehab in Iowa. Funeral services will be held Tuesday, October 21st at 2 o'clock at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the Dayton Corner Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Tuesday, October 21st from 1 until the time of the service at 2. Delbert Charles Coleman, Jr., age 85.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
This is meteorologist Heath Bradberg with an update on your weather on WRCO. We are going to have typical fall conditions kind of sticking around as we get through not only the rest of the weekend, but into a majority of next week as well. We are looking at some days of rain, some days of sunshine, and temperatures will be staying mostly in the 60s. As we head into tonight, we're looking at an increase in clouds, especially after midnight. Could have some areas of maybe some light fog, possibly. Lows are dropping down to the mid-40s, wind coming from the east-southeast around 5 miles an hour. Getting into our Sunday, slightly warmer temperatures with breezy winds and partly cloudy skies. It is going to be dry as well, highs in the upper 60s to low 70s, winds from the southeast 10 to 15 miles per hour, and gusts up to 25. Sunday night, we're looking at mostly cloudy skies and a 40% chance of rain showers all night. Lows will be dropping down to the mid-50s, winds will be coming from the southeast around 5 to 10 miles per hour, and then shifting a bit coming from the south around 5. Heading into Monday of next week, we're looking at light rain shower to kick off the beginning of the week. Those will be ending by the early afternoon and then clearing skies for the rest of the day, highs in the upper 60s to low 70s, wind coming from the south and then coming from the northwest around 5 miles an hour. Tuesday, we're looking at an increase in clouds with cooler temperatures. Some light rain can be expected later in the day into the evening hours. Highs are expected to be in the mid-60s. The middle of the week on Wednesday, we're going to get a decrease in clouds with cooler temperatures and dry conditions. Highs in the upper 50s to low 60s. Thursday is going to give us partly to mostly cloudy skies. Scattered light rain showers are possible all day, and some heavier rain is expected overnight with highs in the mid-60s. Rounding out the week on Friday, mostly cloudy with scattered rain showers, breezy winds from the south all day with highs in the upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Heath Bradberg for WRCO. Have a great rest of your Saturday.
There was a time when losing your wallet was your greatest risk of losing your hard-earned money. Today, identity theft robs millions of Americans of their finances, well-being, and peace of mind. The Richland County Bank encourages you to take identity theft seriously. Secure your Social Security number. Don't carry your Social Security card in your wallet. Don't respond to unsolicited requests for personal information by phone, mail, or online. Review your receipts. Promptly compare receipts with account statements and watch for unauthorized transactions. And shred receipts with any personal information on them, credit offers, account statements, and expired cards. Questions? The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, Downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. We're at 65 degrees right now. It's been a beautiful day. Yesterday's high was 73. We did pick up 22/100ths of an inch of rain yesterday. Today's high has been 68 after a morning low of 33 today. The record high for October 11th, 84 in 1928. The record low, 17 in 1964. Last year's high was 83 and the low, 38. Sunset will occur at 6:26 this evening. Sunrise time will be at 7:11 tomorrow morning. We have a west to southwest wind at 5 miles per hour. Barometer is steady at 29.96 and no precipitation today. We've been as warm as 68 today. Right now it is 65 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
At Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center, kids learn best through play. Their caring team creates a fun, hands-on environment where children from 6 weeks to 12 years old can explore, grow, and thrive. They're now enrolling, so if you're looking for a safe, engaging place where your child can shine, call Sunshine and Giggles at 649-5501 today. Sunshine and Giggles, where learning is always full of smiles.
If you're looking for a career that values your hard work, Cardinal Glass CG in Spring Green is hiring. With competitive wages, career advancement, and a 401k with profit sharing, enjoy a clean, climate-controlled work environment and choose from 8 or 12-hour shifts with premium pay for nights and weekends. Earn vacation hours from day one and start building a better tomorrow. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 to 3 at 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green, or call them at 608-588-9831.
Sports Time is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. I am Phil Nee. We'll take a look at some local and area sports from today and details on a very busy state sports weekend as well.
Lakes Gas Company provides prompt, courteous, regular, and emergency service. Lakes Gas Company is the industry leader in propane supply and delivery. Dr. Terry Mohn supports youth of Southwest Wisconsin in extracurricular endeavors and encourages personal growth through good sportsmanship. Napa Auto and Truck Parts Richland Center in Boscobel, your local people serving you daily with Napa know-how.
The annual Riverdale Elementary Invitational, that was held today at Riverdale Elementary School, I should say, and it was featuring lots of area runners. Richland Center Ithaca boys again had an awesome day. Leading the way was Owen Dreyer, who had a time of 16:03. Clayton Lee was second with 16:29. Ryan Stadler was fourth overall with a time of 16:38. And Robert Budden was 11th at the meet with a time of just over 17. Kiernan Culver was fifth for the RCI runners overall and 16th in the meet. Sam Jones ran 20th and Brayson Garcia Bolin 26th. Brookwood was the second place team. Boscobel was third, led by Bodie Bright and a top 10 finish. Kipton Brown finished 12th for the Bulldogs. Kickapoo LaFarge was fifth. Landon Turgeson finished in 10th place. And also River Valley was the 14th team overall. Nathan Hamilton, their fastest runner, with a time of 18:23 and a 36th place finish. Carl Fair was 70th at the meet. And Riverdale's Wyatt Schramm, their fastest runner, with a time
time of 19:57 and a 75th place finish. Also, the girls' event was won by Westby. They were the first place team, led by their first place runner, Elizabeth Curtis. Maddie Driscoll was the top runner overall for the girls with a time of 17:59. Lancaster finished second as a team through her leadership. Verroca was third. River Ridge was fourth. Brookwood fifth. River Valley the sixth place team. Molly Maas was the seventh place runner overall in the fastest Blackhawk. Brielle Grant finished second for River Valley and 29th overall. Riverdale was the seventh place team. Mallory Meese was 15th. Melanie Williamson was 16th. Olivia Meese 49th. And Kaylee Carter was 64th. Kickaboo Lafarge was 10th. Katie Rando was 21st. And Colby Andelsek 25th. Kendall Andelsek was 31st. Richland Center Ithaca, the 11th place team overall, and Pearl Fretz was 11th with a time of 20:29. Adeline Lawless, 24th. Rachel Waterfall was 57th, and Lacey Allball, 80th. Boscobel was the 12th place team. Maddie Kinnett was 44th. Nakia Stitzer was 48th for the Bulldogs today. High school football, some great games last night, including New Glarus edging River Valley 31-30. Richland Center scoring 51 points in a 51-18 win over Broadhead Judah. Platteville 35-21 over Dodgeville. And Prairie du Chien edged Lancaster 28-26. Brookwood got by Ithaca 13-12. Cashton 36, Hillsboro nothing, and Royal 42-6 over Nisida. It was a win for Wazika Seneca 15-6 over River Ridge, and a great effort by Riverdale, but they fell short 30-18 against Black Hawk Warren. Eight-player football, North Crawford 55-8 over Kickapoo Lafarge. Wonewoc Weston 70, Wisconsin Heights 12, and it was DeSoto 44-14 over Highland in high school football. Today in high school volleyball, the Wisconsin Dells Invitational. Cuba City 2-1 winners over Wisconsin Dells. The Dells won 2-1 over Amherst as well. West Salem beat the Dells 2-1, and Badger 2-1 over Wisconsin Dells. River Valley with a win in boys soccer today, 7-0 over Cooley Christian Providence Academy. Elsewhere in sports, working as a starting pitcher in the National League Division Series between the Cubs and the Brewers has been a tough job. 21 of the 35 runs in the series have been scored in the first inning. The series concludes tonight with a winner-take-all Game 5 to determine which of these National League Central rivals will face the Dodgers in the National League Championship Series. Both teams are starting relievers in Game 5. Chicago will open with Drew Pomeranz, while Milwaukee turns to Trevor Megill. Jorge Polanco hit a game-ending single in the 15th inning, and the Mariners advanced to the American League Championship Series by outlasting the Tigers for a 3-2 victory last night in the longest winner-take-all postseason game in baseball history. It's been a year since the Badgers last beat a Big Ten opponent at Camp Randall Stadium. The Iowa Hawkeyes visit Wisconsin tonight. The last time Bucky beat a conference opponent was a 52-6 rout of Purdue on October 5th of 2024. That game kicks off tonight at 6 o'clock. Julian Sayin passed for 2 touchdowns, C.J. Donaldson ran for 2 more scores, and the Ohio State defense forced 3 turnovers that resulted in 21 points as the number 1 rated Buckeyes defeated number 17 Illinois today, 34-16. Ty Simpson threw for 200 yards and 3 touchdowns, leading 8th rated Alabama to a 27-24 win over number 14 Missouri. The Packers signed kicker Lucas Havrisik to their active roster to give themselves a contingency plan in case Brandon McManus' quadriceps injury prevents him from playing Sunday against the Bengals. Green Bay released an injury report Friday that listed McManus as questionable. Packers coach Matt LaFleur called the situation a major concern on Thursday. Also in sports, Mike Greenwell, an outfielder who played 12 seasons with the Boston Red Sox and finished second in the 1988 American League MVP voting, has died. He was 62. Greenwell's wife, Tracy, says he died Thursday morning in Boston. Greenwell was a county commissioner in Lee County, Florida, and the county manager also announced his death. Today in state football, it was Wisconsin lacrosse over Wisconsin Eau Claire, 41-21, while UW-Whitewater was a 45-14 winner over Stevens Point. Stout was a victor against Oshkosh, 27-16, and River Falls over Platteville, 31-21. With an update on sports, I am Phil Nee.
Pine Valley Community Village, a 24-hour skilled nursing facility providing inpatient and outpatient rehabilitation therapy. Make it your choice for senior living. Richland Mobile Mart, open daily, offering deli fresh pizzas, kitchen fresh sandwiches, cookies, donuts, automatic and self-serve car wash, and 24-hour mobile fuel. And Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center, where flowers are their inspiration to create lasting memories.
Just out Richland Center sits Chicken Ridge Farm, the pumpkin patch full of fall fun for the whole clan. Youngins can bounce, slide, maze, climb, and splash at the bubble barn. This year, that U-Pick patch is looking purtier than ever. Folks bring wagons, good old shoes to haul their own pumpkins. Or grab one atop the hill. The snack shack's wide open with vittles and drinks. Open Saturdays from 10 to 6 and Sundays from 10 to 4, now through October 26. Follow them signs clear down Chicken Ridge Road to the dead end at 18798 Chicken Ridge Road. That's Chicken Ridge Farms, where fall memories get made.
Our Retro Saturday continues in a moment with the Backtrackin' Show. It is currently 64 degrees on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer at WRCO.
Macy's Star Deals Week is back. It's one incredible week packed with epic savings on the best fall styles. That means luxurious 100% cashmere sweaters are now just $79.99. The latest beauty from Shiseido, Mac & More, $30 off every $150 you spend. Plus, exclusive online-only daily flash deals and so much more. It's the one week you really can't miss. Macy's Star Deals Week is going on now. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Hello again, everyone. It's time for the Backtrackin' Show on WRCO. I'm your host, Phil Nee. We'll be taking you back to some 70s and 80s chart toppers and newsmakers as well. We begin on this day in 2016. When Rod Stewart officially became Sir Roderick David Stewart, when he received knighthood from Prince William at Buckingham Palace in England. The 71-year-old singer was honored for his services to the music industry and for his many years of charity work as well. Backtracking on WRCO with Rod Stewart. This is Baby Jane.
Yeah.
Rod Stewart on the Backtracking Show and Baby Jane. This day in 1975, the number one album and the number one song belonged to a guy who had been around since the 50s having hits. It really completed his comeback year in 1975. I had the chance to chat with Neil Sedaka about one of my favorite albums of all time called Sedaka's Back.
There were several hits on the Sedaka's Back, yeah. That was originally on Elton John's Rocket label. We had That's When the Music Takes Me and The Immigrant, Laughter in the Rain, Love Will Keep Us Together, which was a hit for the Captain and Tennille as well.
In those mid-70s days, as you look back on that, was it as exciting as it was in the beginning?
Well, it was more exciting because I was not only a voice on the radio, but I appeared on television regularly, so people put a face to the voice, and I was able to perform much more than I did in the 50s. You know, at the beginning, rock and roll was not considered an art form. It was like a taboo. And I was very fortunate. Between 1958 and 62, I sold about 35 million records around the world.
That's uncanny, isn't it?
It certainly is. Being a concert pianist, my whole family was shocked. I never sang until I was 18 or so. I was studying at the Juilliard School to be a concert pianist, and I won several piano competitions and had every intention of being a pianist. Then I discovered that I could write songs when I was 13, and I would make these little demo records and sell them to various singers. Laverne Baker, Dinah Washington, Clyde McFadder, a lot of the black artists on Atlantic Records.
Neil Sedaka, who had the number one record this weekend in 1975, with some help from friend Elton John, here is Bad Blood.
Maybe it's blue.
Number one hit single in America this weekend in 1975. It would stay there for a total of 3 weeks. A song that was written by Neil Sedaka and Phil Cody and Elton John on the backup vocals, as we'd mentioned, and David Foster on the keyboards. We're backtracking today on WRCO Radio, and we have some great stuff coming your way. We go back in time to this weekend in 1979. This was the number one song. It belonged to Michael Jackson.
I was wondering, if you could keep on, because the force, it's got a lot of power, and it makes me feel like it makes me feel like
backtracking on WRCO FM 100.9. Michael Jackson, number one this weekend in 1979.
I'm Pastor Tim, and this is Life Tracks. I really like spring and fall. I dislike the bitter colds of winter and the extreme heat and humidity of summer. But the beautiful greens of new grass and crops and the sunburst of colorful blossoms in the spring, as well as the changing colors in the trees and bushes in the fall, are very amazing. As the days are shortened in the fall, the plants and trees receive less sunlight and the leaves begin to turn colors. Now, in my 60s, I'm experiencing a slowing down of all my bodily and mental functions. But just as the trees in their days of decline can show off a beautiful array of colors and majesty, I can reveal the glory of God to others even in my days of decline. I've never been accused of being normal or drab. I can choose to sit on the sidelines and slowly fade away, or I can choose to stay in the middle of culture and reflect the presence and beauty of Jesus Christ to everyone I encounter. That only occurs because of the transformation that Jesus has brought and is bringing into my mind and spirit. Paul told Timothy to not let people look down on him because of his youth, but to be an example of Jesus Christ through his right living. Friends, we should be more of an example of Jesus as we age. We need to share the example of the love of Christ that has transformed our lives with those in our sphere of influence. When we do that, we will be a witness to a world that desperately needs Jesus. So, hey, go out there and be colorful.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
The Richland Concert Association invites you to another outstanding performance this Sunday, October 12th at 2 o'clock p.m. with the Wingra Quintet, appearing at the Seventh-day Adventist Church on Crestview Drive in Richland Center. Since its founding in 1965, the Wingra Quintet from the University of Wisconsin-Madison Mead Witter School of Music has built a tradition of artistic and teaching excellence. They've performed at national conferences and the International Double Reed Society, delighting audiences everywhere. Tickets will be available at the door, just $15 for adults. Students under 18 are admitted free with a paying adult. Don't miss the Wingra Quintet this Sunday, October 12th at 2 o'clock p.m. at the Seventh-day Adventist Church, 26625 Crestview Drive, Richland Center, presented by the Richland Concert Association.
Backtracking from this weekend in the 70s and 80s, let's go back to 1979 and feature a song that was from one of the top movies that debuted that weekend. And it was a movie that featured Bette Midler, appearing as a star that was struggling with addictions, loosely based on the life and times of Janis Joplin. Here's a song called The Rose.
Some say love, it is a river that drowns the tender reed. Some say love,
learn
Movie music from this weekend in 1979 from Bette Midler. Also making news in 79 at a Madison Square Garden concert this weekend, Ian Anderson of Jethro Tull suffered a minor injury when a rose was thrown at him by a fan and one of the thorns pierced his eye. Two shows had to be canceled before Jethro Tull remained on tour. We remember that great band with this song called Living in the Past, something we're guilty of on Saturdays.
Have some fun going back in time with some of the songs that we don't always get a chance to play and some music headlines on the Backtrackin' Show. We talked about Neil Sedaka having a big comeback year in the year of 1975, and this guy did as well. Frankie Valli had a song that was up and coming this weekend. It was called Swearin' to God.
There's no one else on earth I'd rather be. Swear to God, you made me see, so I believe in you. Oh, you've been filling my cup till I'm running over with joy from your heaven-sent love. Just touch me again. Yeah.
who made it to number 6 in the pop charts in 1975 for Frankie Valli. That's it for the Backtrackin' Show. We'll join you with some more Retro Saturday coming up in just a moment on Those Were the Days. Chart data taken from Joel Whitburn's Record Research in Menominee Falls, Wisconsin. And now this is Phil Lee wishing you all the best. Thanks for joining us for the Backtrackin' Show on WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires, to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
Landowners manage a variety of assets every day, and the trees on your property are one you shouldn't take for granted. Since 1936, Meister Log & Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber throughout southwest Wisconsin. Their professional forest management team can help you make the best decisions for you and your trees. Call the professionals at Meister Log & Lumber today at 608-524-4414. That's Meister Log & Lumber, serving Wisconsin's forests since 1936.
Overnight tonight, a low of 45, increasingly cloudy, and it looks like Sunday it will be slightly warmer and breezy with partly cloudy skies and dry